Jones.
Now let me start off with something here. I've been accused of many things during my time here.
So many things.
At 102.5 The Bone, I've been accused of being a rabid Trump supporter. I've been accused of being a racist. I've been accused of being affiliated with the other morning show in this market that thou shalt not speak his name. I've been accused of many things.
Great idea, yes.
But I will tell you that the number one thing that I will absolutely not stand for is being accused of being the pig that left the soup in this studio. If you listened to the Mike Calta show this morning, you heard, I'm sure I missed it. I saw the Instagram post and I got an email. I'm sure you did too. I believe it was sent to you.
I got told by my beautiful fiance, who listens on her way home from work, that I was accused briefly. And I guess Gio came to my defense, but I was also accused briefly of leaving food residue and dishes. And first of all, and I'll let you get back to it, but I've never half eaten anything in my life. So how I could be accused for leaving food in a bowl, I should have been vindicated immediately. Like, they should have been like, yeah, no, somebody only ate half the food. So it wasn't me, obviously, but yeah, continue.
It wasn't me either. And obviously, if, you know, I know that they don't listen to this show or anything, but we were both at our home studios last night. So that both of us are not even in the conversation as far as doing this. Now, let's go over who could have possibly done this.
Because look, I will say this. I've only been in the studio once in the last 2 months.
Yeah, true.
And that's because I had to reset my email password.
Which you could have done from home, by the way. Pretty sure.
I could have, but I kind of wanted to get out of the house anyway. It made it easier. And I almost came into the studio this week, but it's been raining and cold. So I'm like, you know what? It's fine. Plus, I have a good enough setup. People can't tell I'm at home ever.
Yeah.
So it's not like some people will broadcast from home and it sounds like doo-doo. Not me. I got good equipment. So I'm not saying anybody on the station. I'm saying I've heard people on, you know, nationally syndicated shows that broadcast from home and it doesn't sound good. So when I was going into the studio, though, I'm not that guy that leaves food wrappers and fast food containers. And every time I go in there, for probably the last year at least, every time I go in there, there's garbage, literal garbage. Dude, I mean, all over the place.
It is so bad that it honestly drives me insane because I'm a very clean person. If you go into my apartment for a bachelor pad, you're shocked with how clean. My dishes are clean. They're in the. I don't let anything sit. I don't let laundry sit. None of that.
Nope.
I'm very tidy and very clean. And I like to have my spaces organized and clean. It drives me bonkers in here because it's so filthy. I understand that we don't have a dedicated cleaning crew for this area. This station in particular is on air a lot of the time, so nobody can really come in here and vacuum and really clean this place up. So I let that go. There are some things that are within our control of people that work here, which is candy wrappers on the ground. I've got a picture of a Cheeto on top of a hat that's on top of the refrigerator in here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that happens unless somebody's throwing Cheetos around.
I don't know why you would throw a Cheeto. That's a skinny person crime.
Why would
you?
You
know what I mean? I've never, never thrown a Cheeto anywhere but inside my mouth.
But that, and it sat there for weeks. And I'm also not going to clean up other people's messes either.
No,
there's been
a few
occasions where I see stuff and I go, "Oh my god, we had ants in here." That is unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. I mean, for a safe workplace, OSHA rules at the very least. So it drives me nuts. So then when I was getting accused of this, I was like, no, absolutely not. And so let's go over who it could possibly be. So we got in the morning. It's the Mike Calta show. They're all at Mike's. Aside from Galvin.
And Carmen. And neither one of them are slobs, I know for a fact.
But also, I don't think anybody's eating soup at 6 in the morning.
So who's eating soup in the studio, period? Most of the shows are two-hour programs now.
That is an odd thing to be eating, number one. And also, just to go back to something you said, too, I don't want to get too off track here, but we have eaten in here before when we had Marcello in or something like that.
Well, somebody brings it. Yeah.
When it was like some sort of party situation, but I always made sure I cleaned up after those times. And we don't eat in here. I know you get accused of eating all the time, but you don't. I've never seen you eat outside of those few occasions.
I'm the fattest person on the station, so I should be like it's the funny thing to blame me, obviously. And I would too. I would definitely blame me too. Nobody makes more fun of me than me. But it makes me even more attentive. Like I'm extra clean because I know I'm going to get the blame, you know. And I won't leave. Like when I did eat in the studio, I wouldn't even throw my residue in the garbage can inside the studio. I would put it out in the hallway, you know, because I don't want to leave, you know, the chicken bones in the studio so it could smell up the studio or something like that. So I was very, very hyper alert to, you know, the situation. I also don't want to leave the studio dirty, you know, balled up paper or paper towels or, you know, I've walked in there so many times and there's candy bar wrappers on the floor next to the chair.
Awful.
What asshole just throws a Snickers wrapper on the ground in a million-dollar studio? You know what I mean?
Truly animals.
It's nuts, man.
It wasn't us. We're both disgusted by it. Now, yeah. I forget. Okay, so let's figure out who it could possibly be. Because I have some wild cards that I think that weren't counted.
I'm tired of having beef with people on the station, Will.
Look, I'm just throwing it out there because I know who was here. Okay, so I'm going to say. So you got Galvin, you got Carmen. I'm going to not necessarily rule them out entirely. It wasn't them. Nobody eats soup at 6 in the morning. And if they do, they need to be committed. Okay.
Right.
Next, you got the Roger and JP program.
Okay.
So there you have Monica, who runs the board. Roger and JP and Brett are in Long Island, so they're all ruled out. Monica is a maybe. Now, sometimes, actually, I think every day, there's a rotating phone screener on the Roger and JP program.
Different ones.
Okay. So that could be, I don't know who was phone screening yesterday for the Roger and JP show. But
I don't know who works here anymore, dude.
Okay, and then you got Drew Garabo live.
Right.
Drew is at home.
Ooh.
John is not on the show this week.
You think Corey Cardinal is a soup eater?
So it wasn't. Corey was today.
I thought he was yesterday and today.
I'm pretty sure that Dizzy was yesterday. Tuesday.
Oh, he's a soup eater.
He's a soup eater.
Yeah.
Tuesday was Dizzy, I believe. And I think they had Mike on Monday, but this was obviously
Mike is
yesterday.
Not eating half soups. No, man.
Okay, so we got to throw Dizzy in there now. Dizzy for sure, Monica, and then whoever the phone screener was, Roger and JP, maybe Dizzy or somebody else.
Dude, Dizzy's a little guy. He may have not been able to handle that whole bowl of soup.
That's true.
He may have climbed inside that bowl, started eating it, and it got cold on his feet, and he had to get out.
Had his little thimble. He's like, oh, I'm full. Okay, so you got Dizzy and Monica. Then after that, you have Cat Named Mo show after Drew Garabo Live.
Right.
Mo wasn't there yesterday, right, you said?
Right. He broadcast from home because he was running late.
Okay. So
it was just
then
Spike.
It was Spike by himself.
Spike not on the mic, yes.
Spike not on
the
mic.
As Galvin said. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we got to throw Spike's name in there. And I will say that I talked to Spike. And I said, did you leave the soup? Did anyone confess to leaving the soup? And he said, nobody confessed, but it wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
He assured me that it wasn't him. So I said, okay. All right. Now, that only leaves the Johnny B show last night.
So was
Kelly. Oh, sorry. After Cat Named Mo was Dom.
Oh.
Dom is not broadcasting from the studio right now because of COVID protocols. So that leaves, I'm sorry to say, but we got to throw our own Kelly into this mix, too. It could have potentially been Kelly.
But she's working the board, and I saw the picture where the soup bowl is. It's like in front of seat 3, right?
I think it was, somewhere over in this region.
Yeah.
To my left. I know that doesn't make any sense to anyone listening, but you know what I'm talking about. If you're going to eat soup, I wouldn't eat it over the board or the monitor. If you're going to eat soup in here, you would go and take a few bites and then come back.
Ah.
Right? Because you don't want to eat soup in front of the board.
I got to say, it's not looking good for Kelly right now. It's either Kelly or Dizzy.
So you got pretty much, and then it's the Johnny B Show, which again, Kelly was the only one in here for that, and there was no phone screener for,
I
think Spike phone screens for Dom. So we weren't even here, so we're out. So now you got Dizzy, Kelly, Monica, and mystery phone screener for Roger and JP. If we can find
what if Big Jim that works in, you know, as a cluster op and traffic, what if he came down?
Yes.
You know, he decided to eat in there because, you know, he's like, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down and I'm going to eat in the Bone Studio because they'll blame fat ass Johnny B.
Well, that is the wild card. So we don't know who that is. It could be Jim. I know that Brian works works in here sometimes. I don't know who else it could be other than that. If anybody knows who was phone screening for Roger and JP yesterday, that's what we need to know. Because now it's
down to
40.
What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen? They're not going to fire them. We don't have enough employees.
No. I don't want them fired, but I would at least, if not executed, then publicly shamed. They should be publicly shamed for that activity. That is inexcusable.
There was other things in those photos and stuff and in the email. It wasn't just the soup, right?
There was a chair issue, too. So the chair, sometimes Mo puts it down, sometimes he leaves it up. I don't mind if he leaves the chair up because I like using that same chair because that black
the taller chair,
the chair. It smells like hoppy, and I don't want to sit in it. So I like to use this chair, too. It's a little higher. It's more comfortable for me in my back, and so I use that chair, too. When I leave, I bring it down no matter what, and it's like today I had to bring it back up. So, Mo, if you're listening, you can leave that chair if I'm here, and I'll take care of it. But so I wasn't here last night, so obviously Kelly must have sat in a chair and not thought of it and didn't put it back down.
Right. I think the general rule is leave things the way you found it and don't be dirty. Clean up after yourself and think everything will be fine. But that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, clearly anybody who wasn't raised an animal has that. Who grew up with a mom that would, you know, tell you to clean up your stuff, everybody should know that. A shared space is a shared space. You know, you don't treat it like your house. And I don't know why you'd want to live like that anyway. That's disturbing to me, but I understand there's different personalities. Okay, so I got Mary says, let's see, Mary on Twitter says, Galvin was saying he had soup the other morning on the way back to work. Yeah, but it wasn't him. I guarantee it wasn't him. And he was
eating soup on the way back to work, like in the car?
I don't know.
Damn.
On the way to work, he was eating soup. Okay, well, Galvin needs to be committed. That's insane. That's psycho talk. So it looks like that Dizzy was the phone screener. So that pretty much knocks off the wild card. So now we got Dizzy, Kelly, Monica is the only people it could possibly be. Unless I'm missing something. Because I believe that Dizzy stayed and helped Drew out during that time, too. Because I saw a tweet. He said he has like 9 hours of radio or something. I don't know. When we have 16 or 14 hours to work with, I don't know how he's
peel that curve back, Will. Tell these people. No, that's only for the board ops. That's not for the hosts.
Oh, no. It's for everybody. Any part-timer. We're supposed to be limited to 14 hours. But maybe out of necessity, you know, obviously John is ill, so he's not here. Maybe they, you know, work something out. The show must go
bad.
On. Always.
It's looking bad for Dizzy, man. It really is. I mean, because he hasn't came out and defended himself yet, right?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to listen to Mo tonight. I know that he was on the Cat Named Mo show today. I'm sure they must have talked about this. I would imagine so. Because I would have thought other than you, the other main culprit would have been Mo. Because I know that I've heard stories about Mo's leaving things behind. Let's just put it that way. But I know that...
Speaking of Mo, wasn't there also chicken debris in the garbage can?
I don't know about that.
I thought I saw that in the email.
Let's see. I can pull up the email right now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at the photos here.
Because he is a notorious chicken eater. Mo is. He loves chicken.
I don't see anything about chicken, but there is a photo of the chair.
Why did I put that in there? I don't know why.
You maybe just want to blame him for something.
I really thought I heard chicken somewhere.
Yeah, so it's the chair issue, which that's an honest mistake. But the soup is, you know, that's insane. So I guess unless anybody else, we got some phone calls. I don't know. Maybe they can help us out here. And
yeah, let's grab them, dude. Let's see what we got here. Hey, you're on a Johnny B Show. Who's this?
I want to honestly say that.
That's stupid, Wally.
Yeah, jack off. All right, let's grab the next one. Hey, Johnny B Show. Who's this? Hello.
Hello. 3, 2, 1. Goodbye.
Bye bye. Jack off.
All right, Johnny B Show. Who's this?
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but Mr. Ryan Hoppy was filling in for Drew. I'm not sure when this happened, but I'm not saying that he would do it, but I'm saying he might forget about a Super Bowl.
Well, when was that? Because it had to have happened yesterday, Wednesday.
I'm a pool guy, so I listen all day, you know that, but I think it was yesterday, perhaps, that Mr. Ryan was, you know, helping out.
Like phone screening or something?
He's a bad dude or anything, but I don't want Dizzy to get blamed for everything because he seems like he's a punching bag lately, and I love that dude.
Yeah. Well, we do too, but I mean, we're just trying to find the culprit here. That's all, Daryl.
No, I'm thinking the guy that took a bite of a candle that looked like a glazed donut might leave a soup bowl.
Wait, you did that?
You're right, and he left it in the studio too. You're right.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Love you, Dad.
See you, man.
Later, man. Yeah.
All right. So you got. Let's see. Drew tweeted on the 26th, which was yesterday. Uh-huh. He said John Senning is out. We have Dizzy helping out today. He's joining us on the bone. I don't see. I would think that if Ryan was on the show that day, he would have tagged Ryan as well.
Right. Yeah. I didn't hear anything. I haven't seen Hoppy on the station in a week. That I've been paying attention. Maybe Saturday, the weekend. Yeah.
Okay. So,
I don't know.
Let's check these other ones.
All right. Let's go. Johnny B Show. Who are you?
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey man.
Good man.
Hey, good. I listen to the Calpa show in the morning on the way to work and listen to you guys on the way home. Mm-hmm. And a couple of days ago, Galvin, they were talking about coffee, Calpa's coffee bar in his house.
Right.
And Galvin was saying how he wasn't much of a coffee drinker. And he was talking about how he drank some soup in the morning from, I guess, one of his thermoses instead of having coffee.
Ah.
And who knows? Maybe that soup made its way into a bowl in the morning. I don't know.
Maybe. Just, maybe.
Kind of a coincidence.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, later. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think when he said he had soup on the way to work, that's what I thought. You know, you get those, like, they had these cup of soups to have, like, a sippy top, you know, a sippy cup top on them now, and you could actually drink your soup.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense. I didn't know Galvin didn't drink coffee, so that makes – he's not going to bring it into the studio and then pour it into a bowl. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, so I have new information. I just got a text from one Mr. Spike on the mic.
Uh-huh.
He confirmed that the bowl was there before Kelly got in.
Oh, okay.
So we can, I think, rule Kelly out. So now we're down to Dizzy and Monica, and now we got potentially Ryan Hoppy here, too. I don't think Ryan was here, but I mean.
I don't think so. Plus, you know, he seems like he would finish his soup also.
I don't know.
He's a big guy.
I don't know. Let's
I don't know.
Let's take these other two and see if we can get any more info.
Yeah, let's get it. Johnny B Show, who are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Loving the show. Loving the detective work. Going in the office. Got a question for you on Bone TV. Listen, man, Eye in the Sky Don't Lie. Is there any to roll that tape back?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be. So I don't know if there is. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of recording with that, but I don't know how to get access to that.
Last time I checked, you can't roll it back. You can't.
Because
you can't
it's Skype, right? Essentially, it's hooked up through Skype. Yeah. Unless Skype records it.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, man. Thanks for the great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Later. And you know how I remember that? Remember when Mo fell out of the chair back in the day?
Yeah, I actually have that video saved on my YouTube.
It's on YouTube, yeah. So because there's a delay, that's why it was Gio and I. We were all doing the BDRS back in the day. He fell immediately. Gio bolts to the Bone TV room. And that's when I figured out, oh, I know what Gio's doing. So I waddled my fat ass behind him. And we got there just in time to whip out the phones and record him falling. You know, so if there was a way to rewind it, we would have done that instead of, you know, running into the other room. All right, let's grab this last one here. Johnny B Show, who's this?
Hey, it's Mike.
What's up, Mike?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, okay, so I've dealt with this a million times in my life. from my wow. Father and my brothers and sisters, and it was Gremlins.
Oh boy!
It was freaking Gremlins, man.
Thank you, sir.
Neat.
All right, so I think we're down to the final two. Unless anybody can confirm that Ryan was on Drew Garabo Live or phone screening for Roger and JP. But it sounds like from what Mary is saying, that Dizzy was the one who was phone screening.
Now, so Monica is probably in a bad headspace because the Bills had that catastrophic loss Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, that last second loss, It was crazy. It was crazy. Overtime loss, but they should have never went to overtime. It was actually more heartbreaking than the Bucks loss, which was really, really devastating. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's been like, you know what? I'm just going to eat soup and leave my bowl anywhere. Bills Mafia. You know what I mean?
Let's see. We got Ryan Lind says that Ryan hasn't been on Drew this week at all. Okay, right. So that pretty much leaves... Monica and Dizzy. Those are the final
two. You know what I say?
Two.
I say that's the next Mike Calta punch-out fight. Monica
That'd be
versus
kind of a
Dizzy.
Good fight. They're the same size.
They're the same size. All right. Johnny B. Show. Who's this?
Johnny B. It's Jacob.
What's up, dude?
Jacob. This is a Monica thing to do. This is Monica all day.
Why?
She's cold. She got a bowl of soup. Monica likes to live in the moment. It was cold outside. I'm telling you, it's Monica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
But,
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right. There you go. I don't know, man.
I got one more if you want to take that.
Sure. Hello. Welcome to Soup Gate. How can we help you?
Yeah, Soup Gate. I've got shots.
All right. We can't do that. Why would you call if you got some jack-off yelling in the background like that?
Well, alcohol probably is mainly that.
Totally forgot.
All right, so I think it's between Dizzy and Monica.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, but what? Like I said, what's the repercussions?
Nothing. No repercussions.
Nothing?
I said, publicly shamed for being a pig.
All right.
You're publicly shamed. I honestly don't. Dizzy does not look like a soup eater to me. If I were to had to pick between the
beans?
Two,
he looks like he eats beans.
Yeah, or whatever, anything else. But Monica seems like she enjoys a nice cup of soup.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe would she live in Iowa? Growing up or
yes.
something. I don't.
And then
know.
Moved to Buffalo. Spike. Mary says Spike was in there too. That while Spike denies it and said that it was here previous to when Kelly got in, and Spike said it was not him. So I think he would fess up to it if it was him.
Yeah, I didn't listen to a Cat Named Mo show, so I don't know if he denied it on the air or not. But if he did deny it, then you have to put it on Monica until she has a chance to, defend herself or admit it.
Yeah, but I think we got it down to the final two. And if any of them happen to be listening and want to clear their name, I invite them to please call in and blame it on the other person. That would be great.
Yeah,
we got a call. You want to see who it is real quick?
Absolutely. Let's get it. Johnny B. Show.
Hello?
Hi.
What's up, Mama?
Hi. This is Brenda.
Hey,
and years ago, I was in radio. I'm 58 now, so. But my son just got me listening to your show, by the way. So
cool.
This is totally new for me. Yeah, I've enjoyed all the different DJs and all the different subjects. But something happened to me years ago in radio that reminds me of this. I worked a weekend, and I forgot my lunch. Mm. And the snack machines were all empty, and I was starving, and I was in the studio on a midday. So there were some chips in the studio, and I decided, oh, my God, I'm so hungry, I'm going to eat them. And I ate them all. And then at the Monday morning meeting, the program director was asking who ate the chips in the studio. And I was really afraid to admit that I ate them because they weren't mine. But finally, I fessed up. And everybody turned around and looked at me really funny. I was sitting in the back of the room, and they said, oh, my God, we can't believe you ate those chips. And I said, oh, well, whose were they? And they said, well, did you read the title of the chips? But I said, no, I just ate them. And they said, they were habanero chips. They were called kick yo ass chips. And we can't believe that you ate them. Nobody would eat those chips.
They didn't burn your mouth and or your butt?
No, neither. And I literally ate the whole bag. I was so hungry.
Wow.
So.
Nice.
And don't be too quick to blame Monica. I mean, I think you'll find she's innocent.
Why? Why that's is that? Because she's a girl and you're a girl and you're just on, like, team girl?
Yes, of course.
No, that's not how detective work works, Brenda. You have to keep an open mind. You can't do that.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm sticking with Team Monica on this. And I think one of the guys left their bowl around because I know at least at my house, the men do not pick up after themselves.
Man, I've been married to some slob ass women. I had to clean up after all the time. I know how dirty these broads can be, Brenda. Good try, though.
Okay, well, have a good night, guys.
Call back anytime, sweetheart. All right. Bye-bye.
Another development. Somebody I forgot about that is here during Drew Garabo Live.
John Brennan came out of his office, ate soup, and planted it.
That would be great. Yes. But Joey Flash.
Oh.
Bone TV. He runs Bone TV during that time. I'm assuming he was here. He just might have not been on mic. He does come in the studio sometimes, help out. You know, maybe he just put his soup down and walked in, went back to Bone TV and forgot about it. So you got Dizzy, Joey Flash, and Monica now as the main suspects.
Yeah, see, Joey Flash, he probably had to flash off and do something, you know, and was halfway eating his soup and got, you know, just wrapped up in, you know, his quality work that he does as a video producer. And, yeah, that's possible. Was there a weird mustache hair in the bowl by any chance?
Not that I saw from the photo, but, you know, it's, you know, not a great photo.
I see. All right, we got one more call here?
Yes, one more.
And then we got to take a break, yeah. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hello. Hey, it's Ben Dave from Twitter.
Ben Dave!
Hey! What's up, Ben Dave?
What's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to contribute. Dizzy, I believe, coaches soccer on Wednesday nights. So if he's at the studio for 7 hours, I could finally see him getting some soup and then forgetting to throw the bowl away and having to run out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wouldn't be mad at him. But the Joey Flash thing is interesting. Forgot about him being there. I don't think it was Monica. I feel like it wasn't her.
Okay. Well, feelings are, you know, deceptive, you know, Dave. So we got to go with the facts at hand.
It's true.
Yeah, but I don't really like Monica, and I still don't think it's her. So.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Dave. Bye. Good talking to you later, buddy.
So three suspects now.
Yeah.
Joey Flash. Monica.
Yeah.
Dizzy.
Until they get it their say, or we can get to the bottom of it, until we get start eliminating one of the three. Yeah, right now. Soupgate is on Soupgate. Those three. Now, here's the other thing. Was that bowl like already in the kitchen in there? Or did somebody bring an actual bowl from home? Because that's psycho stuff, too.
I'm not positive. I'm not sure about the dish situation here at the state. Nah. There is some, I mean, there's cups and stuff, so maybe there's a bowl around or something. Or
did
maybe somebody brought
cans
it from
of
home.
Soup in the cantina?
Yes. Yes.
I think
they might, yeah. So they could have bought it here. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they brought it from home.
I don't want to sound like I'm better than other people. But I will not eat canned soup, dude. That is trash.
I'll eat canned soup.
Nah, bro. It's just doo-doo. I ain't going to do it. And I won't make casseroles with canned soup either. That's a bitch move.
Yeah,
ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So another, real quick.
Yeah.
Another update. So apparently Joey Flash is out on protocol because I guess he had some contact. So he's out of the state. So now we're back to two.
It's one of them, dude.
Now we're back to Monica and Dizzy.
Or the outside chance that Jim walked down there. He's like, I want to eat a soup in the studio.
Mm. You know? Very interesting. Very interesting. Mm. Phil, it's a mystery.
Yeah, it is crazy, dude. What if it was something totally like unexpected, like Keith Lawless walked down there and was eating soup?
Oh, my God. I would grab that bowl.